Okay. I would like to call this special session of the City Council of University City to order at 5:01. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Jennings?
He should be here.
Councilmember Carr?
Present.
Councilmember McMahon?
Here.
Councilmember Crow?
Here.
Councilmember Glicker? Councilmember Smotherson? Mayor Welsh?
Here. Thank you very much. We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Does any member of council want have any changes to this agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented? Mr. Glickert, is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to the discussion of an RFP for the city manager executive search firm. Mr. Smotherson and Ms. Carr.
Thank you. So at a previous meeting, the council had voted to authorize me to put together a draft of an RFP so that we could move forward with this. There are a lot of things that are in limbo right now. Chief Adams has a limited amount of time, so we can't go on forever, and this process will probably take about 4 months. So the change between draft 4 and draft 5 are mostly formatting, some spelling, and then there was a removal of one sentence because it was asked for about bringing them in to give oral presentations. So that's really the only difference. I believe that I addressed most, if not all, of the recommendations that were sent to me. So if anyone has anything further, I think we should begin to submit these. In addition, I have found 4 or 5 executive search firms that I can recommend that we apply to. Those were just listed in the City Manager ICMA magazine. And then I would like to go on and talk, have a discussion on budget. And so first to the proposal.
You have any comments? Mr. Glickert.
I think it looks fine. I had some questions about the typing and format earlier, but it looks like it's taken care of from draft 4 to draft 5. So I think you did a very good job. I'm wholeheartedly behind this and like to move on.
Well, thanks to Ms. Reese for helping me with the formatting.
I see in Section 5, Item 1, it appears that we're missing one word. Each respondent shall need to demonstrate that within the past 36 months have worked. Either they have worked or it has worked.
Okay. They. All right.
Any other comments? Okay, is there a motion to approve draft number 5 with the requested amendments? Mr. Smotherson moves. Is there a second? Ms. Carr, any discussion? Mr. Crow.
Just real quickly, as we go through this, if there's a typographical error or spelling or a word, if someone finds it, it doesn't need to come back. If there's something out there that we miss, I'd like to make sure that this doesn't have, has as few errors as is possible, and I think we all, when we look at it, we probably look at it differently than someone who proofreads. And so if we have people in our wards that do this type of work, I don't think it harms us to have them look at it for spelling and for typographical errors, not for substance, but just in case we've missed something. So with that, I just want to make sure in case we see something, we can go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion?
Ms. Carr? I do have one question. Normally, our RFPs go out with a cover page and a picture on it, and I didn't know how the council felt about that.
Mr. Adams, would that be possible?
Yeah, well, actually, Tina already has a prepared RFP with the cover page.
Oh, excellent.
But we're waiting on the final changes, if you had any.
Thank you. And Mr. Smotherson?
Just out of curiosity, and that question might be presented, and it has been to me, where is this being sent to? Do we know specifically? And just a curious question I have, that's all.
Ms. Carr?
So I thought the best place to look was in the magazine for ICMA. There were five advertisements. I think some of you will recognize some of the names. GovHR, Bob Murray and Associates, Experts in Executive Search, Management Partners, the Mercer Group, and Ralph Anderson and Associates are the five. I'm assuming there could be others, but those are the ones I picked.
And are we also suggesting that we place an ad within the ICMA bulletin or up on their website, I think is how they do it now, saying that the RFP is available and to contact us to get a copy?
Yeah. So if everyone's all right with this, I would like to pass this along to Chief Adams to pass along to our HR person.
That'd be fine. And it would also go up on our website and on the Mr. Adams, whatever that section of the website is called, where we send out proposals to people who have signed up and groups that have signed up. Any other suggestions? And if you know of any other firms that you would like to recommend, please make sure that they get to Mr. Adams. Okay. Any other conversation? Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Crowe?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert? Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Jennings? Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. And now we want to talk budget. Mrs.
Okay.
Carr?
Thank you. So, of course, we need to set aside some funds for this. And as I had mentioned to you earlier, there's probably some money in the city manager's budget for consultants. The research that I looked at, I had someone help me. So the cost of the recent national executive searches from this area show that their costs were about $23,000 plus $3,000 for candidate travel or incidentals, just so we don't get sticker shock. So assuming that things go up, that the price of travel goes up a bit or something like that, I was going to propose that we set aside $25,000 for an executive search consultant and $5,000 for travel and other incidentals. That doesn't mean that we need to spend it all, but at least we have that set aside.
Mr. Adams, would you happen to know off the top of your head how your consultant budget line looks, how much we have left in that, or you have left in that?
Yeah, okay. According to Tina, she took a quick look. There's $20,000 for consulting services for economic development that's available, and there's an additional $20,000 for a grant writer that's also hasn't been expended, so the money is actually there.
Okay, so perhaps could I ask that Ms. Tina just sends us where she would suggest that the money come from? And also if there's any in our budget. I don't know if we have a budget line in ours that might be usable too. Okay, anything else? But Ms. Carr, are you making a motion to go 25
yes.
and 5?
Unless someone else feels like that's an underestimate. But yes, so then I would like to make a motion that we set aside $25,000 for an executive search consultant with an additional $5,000 to cover candidate travel and other incidentals.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Crowe seconds. Mr. Crowe? Okay.
No, I think I.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please poll the council?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Crowe?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert? Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Jennings? Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. Ms. Carr?
The final thing is that we will then need a resolution for this. Setting aside that money. So Chief Adams, can that be done? Yes. So at the next meeting, we could set that aside. If you look at the schedule, this should be going out tomorrow. We would be closing on the I think the, what did I say, the 14th? 12th, okay, we'd be closing on the 12th, and so I want to make sure that we do have the money prior to our choosing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything else on the first topic for today? Thank you, sir, ma'am. Okay, we then move on to Mr. Glickert.
Thank you, Mayor. Tuesday, after Monday's vote to have special session, I'll wait till Mr. Jennings sits. I thought this would be, since we're going to get together on Thursday evening, I thought it would be a good time to at least start the process as we look for a city clerk. So with that in mind, I put together some material on the job description, and then also just found a couple of places where some cities have advertised for a city clerk. I don't want the process as we understand it with the city manager to be the same with the city clerk. I think we can move pretty quick with a city clerk position. I have to think that other than putting together the ad, we could take it upon ourselves from there. And I would weigh in on everybody's thoughts on that. My thinking is that I could work with the HR person in putting together the ad and where we would place these ads. For example, the Missouri Municipal League magazine that we all get, that's one that comes to mind. Missouri Clerks, I think there's a website for them too, and we could do that. So I open up for everybody's thoughts, but I think with this one we can get done pretty soon.
Hey, any comments? Mr. Crow and then Ms. Carr.
Thanks. I guess what I would ask is that whoever wants to put together a proposal to bring it back to us with a job description and a proposal for us to sign off on, I'm happy to take a look at it sometime in the near future. I'm not too worried about moving quickly. I think that the prioritization between the city manager and the city clerk is vast. And I know that we have some limitations with our interim city manager that I don't think we have with our interim city clerk. So again, if one of our council members or a group of you want to put together a proposal and bring a job description to all of council to take a look at and then to massage and then to put out, I think that is perfectly fine. But again, I just would have to say that, again, I think that the responses that I have received from our citizens regarding our interim city clerk have been exceptionally complimentary, that to me, I think it is far more important for us to restore the credibility in our city government by working on the city manager search. And if in fact we move forward on a city clerk, I think that's fine, but I believe that it is important on whomever wants to move quickly that they provide a work product that then we can edit, change, and then decide if we want to post or if we want to take our time on it. Because I think, again, my priority is getting a city manager as quickly as possible with an appropriately detailed search. So the city clerk position is one of those that, to me, I think we're doing fine on it, and I'm happy to do the search, but not a priority.
Ms. Carr?
Thank you. I was just about to say much the same thing. I was going to ask Mr. Glickert if this job description was what you were going off of, or did a new one have to be developed? The one that we currently had, or the one
this
that
this is the one
Joyce?
That we have used for mm-hmm. a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going off of that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said before, this is somewhat in an incubator stage.
Mm-hmm.
We have the time, but one of the things that we have just voted on is the search for the city manager firm, and that's going to be 4 weeks before we even decide on that firm. And I'm saying that we do have time to multitask on a city clerk's position, because if we've got 4 weeks before we decide on that, I'm sure that we can probably put together a job description for a city clerk and start advertising at least, I think, within the next 6 weeks. So that's my thinking.
Any other discussion? Okay, well, unless members of council have a concern with what Mr. Crow suggested, Mr. Glickert,
If I can get the way of consent of council, that I can move forward and start working on a description for all of us to agree upon, I would be glad to do that.
Would you like to make a motion, or is consensus okay?
Consensus all right, folks, or do you
Everyone
want a motion?
Consensus agree? Okay, is there consensus? Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Glickert, for offering. We now move on to citizen comments. Mr. Jeff Hales.
Jeff Hales, 7471 Kingsbury. I really wanted to talk on the city clerk's issue. I would just say I don't see the rush either. I agree with pretty much everything Mr. Crow said. I will say from my experience that the city clerk we have standing and or sitting in front of all of you and in front of me right now is, in the short time that she's been in that position, has been head and shoulders above her predecessor. Again, from my experience, she is thoughtful, she is polite, she is responsive. But most importantly, she is responsive. I'm sure you all know how many times I've come before the council and addressed issues related to sunshine requests and responsiveness of the city clerk. So I don't think there's any rush. I think you've got a terrific city clerk sitting right here. The other thing I wanted to talk about, I noticed on Mr. Jennings' Facebook page the proclamation for Torah Prep. For their opening, which I thought was very cool, very worthwhile, a good thing to do. And it's something I've been thinking about for a long time now, so I went back through the minutes. I don't understand why the council is not approving proclamations. This is a proclamation is something that's coming from the city, not from one or more than one of you. It's something that is issued by the city for whomever, whatever. And so I went back through the minutes, and I found really up until, I would say, 2010, record after record of proclamations being brought to the council, motions being made, motions being seconded, and the proclamations being unanimously approved. I think that's how proclamations should work. I don't think any one person on this council should be making a proclamation on behalf of the city without the approval of the council. So I'd like to see that practice return. Thanks.
Mr. Greg Pace.
All right, Hales, you didn't turn the mic off. Greg Pace, 7171 Westmoreland. The last time I addressed this august body, I tried to save you people some money and suggested that you leave Social House alone. You ignored me at a cost of well past $500,000. I would also like to say before I get into my suggestion is that Joyce Plum was everything that Jeff says. Joyce was to me. I mean, she was responsive and nice and friendly, and so I guess different folks. As far as city manager, I'd like to propose to save your money on your headhunters. I'd like to offer up Mr. University City as the next city manager, and you all know who I'm talking about, Kevin Taylor. So think about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. If there's no other business, I would like to adjourn this meeting at 5:20. Thank you very much for coming.